champion, Joe Palooka.
In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling, action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka.
In an effort to clear Joe Palooka of the Midville Carnival murder charge, Nobby Walsh agrees to handle One Round Dutch, a disreputable carnival fighter who used to be managed by the murdered man, Weasel Bolin. Nobby's archenemy, Blackie Ballinger, has sent one of his thugs, Rock Harden, out to Centerburg to sign up this same One Round Dutch for a special job. Rock, however, is injured in a train accident and detained at the Centerburg Hospital. Rock becomes suspicious of Nobby and calls Blackie, who orders him to get Nobby Walsh. He also succeeds in making Dutch suspicious of Nobby, who says his purpose in coming to Centerburg was to see his mother. But not only has Nobby's mother never been in Centerburg, she has been dead for a number of years. In just a minute, we'll present the next episode of Joe Palooka. But first... And now, episode 39, My Dear Old Mother. One Round Dutch is determined to bring his suspicions to light in a hurry.
Yeah, we're going over to your mother's house here in Centerburg tonight, Nobby. Since we're not going to be in town long, I think it's only right that she meet your new friend and fighter, don't you?
Oh, but I mean, well, she's not interested in the fight game or anything like that.
Yeah, but she's interested in her boy. And after all, I'm very close to you now. Besides, she'd like to meet the next champ, wouldn't she?
I don't think so. She's rather leery about fighting. I mean, well, she lives in one of these quiet little homes.
Swell, I like quiet little homes.
Oh, you do? Well, she's not feeling well. No, not at all, not well at all.
Oh, in that case, we must go over with flowers.
No, not with flowers. She's allergic to flowers.
Okay, candy then. Even if we go and sit alone with her for a few seconds, I think it's only right and proper that we should call on your dear mother while we're here in Centerburg. Tonight, Nobby.
Hello? Hello, operator. Person-to-person call to Fred Woods at Midville. Midville 414. Yeah. And Nobby Walsh is my name. The number here? Centerburg 6200. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, this is terrible. Why did I have to tell him that I came up here to see my mother? Of all the dumb things to say, why didn't I... Hello? Hello, Woods? Yeah, this is Nobby. Yeah, plenty's wrong. Listen. When I first talked to Dutch at the carnival here, I told him that I came to Centerburg to see my mother. Oh, just an excuse for my being here. I haven't got any old mother in Centerburg. Well, Dutch is suspicious of me, and he insists upon seeing me. Yeah, I gave him excuses, but he's too suspicious. Well, look, Woods, I do know that Dutch killed a fighter out east with a special punch. And maybe he killed Weasel Bolin. Yeah, he wouldn't lose any sleep over doing me in either. I guess the only thing I can do is pull out. Huh? Who? Grandma Jones. 396 Temple Street. Yeah? She's pretty old. Yeah, and the nicest dear old mother you ever saw. Uh-huh. Explain the story, mention you, and then she'll understand, huh? What? Oh, swell, that's better yet. You call her right away and explain everything. Ah, brother, you're wonderful. Yeah, swell. I'll go over and see her now. Thanks a lot. So long. 369 Temple Street. Yeah, this is the house. Say, a cute one, too. With a little white picket fence. And a winding rock pad. Yeah, pretty red roof bungalow. Boy, I certainly fixed my dear old mother up nice. I sure hope she's as understanding as Wood says. Uh-oh, she better be home. Oh, my gosh, there's nobody home. Operator, I tell you, you gotta find Fred Woods. Yeah, he's a hardware dealer in Midville. But I talked to him earlier today. He must be in. Keep ringing. Just keep ringing, will you? Oh, now what's happened to Woods? Of all the times to be out. Operator, this is a matter of life and death. Yeah, Fred Woods. Okay, call me back as soon as you locate him. Oh, why don't I learn to keep my big mouth shut?
Well, I'm all dressed. Come on, Nobby. We're going over to see your mother here in Centerburg. What's the matter?
I don't feel good. I got an awful headache. I don't think I'd better go out. Oh, my head's killing me.
Well, in that case, you want to see your mother. She'll stroke your troubled brow. Come on. This is just a thing to get you over your headache.
But I told you, she doesn't feel well. She's pretty old, you know. You don't want to see her.
Look, Nobby, I'm going to meet your dear old mother here in Santa Berger. You're liable to meet your dear old finish.
Look, George. There's something I got to tell you. Something I got to explain.
Let me explain first, Nobby. Remember I told you once that I'm not a guy that likes being crossed up, even just a little. Also, help me, Walsh, if there's no mother for to meet, why, you're going to get...
Oh, there's someone at the door. I'll answer it.
Okay, go get it.
Why, hello, son dear. Why didn't you come over? I've got the teapot ready and cake and cookies. Oh, hello. You must be Mr. Dodge. My son, Nobby, has told me so much about you.
Your son, Nobby?
He's such a thoughtful little fellow. Just because I told him this morning that I had a little headache, I'll bet he wasn't going to bring you over to the house. Now, was he, Mr. Dodge?
No, he wasn't, Mrs. Walsh.
That's just what I figured. Well, it isn't far to walk over, so I decided to come here and bring you both back to the house with me.
Back to the house?
Really, you should have been there quite a while ago, Nobby dear.
Yeah, well, sure.
Do you know, Mrs. Walsh, I was just telling Nobby that... Well, gosh, I'm sorry, Nobby. I apologize.
Now, you two boys weren't having a spat, were you?
Oh, no, Mother.
Well, the two of you just come over to the house, and I'll fix you some tea, and I'll give you some of the nice cake that I baked special today. So let's all go over to the house now, and we'll have a very pleasant evening.
Gosh, Nobby, lucky to have a mother like you, Mrs. Walsh.
Well, I feel I'm lucky to have a son like Nobby.
Yeah, well, I just feel lucky.
Tell me, how did he ever get the name of Nobby, Mrs. Walsh?
Well, now don't tell anyone. But when he was a little child, he had a head shaped something like a doorknob.
That's pretty good. Nobby, I get it.
So that's how I got my name, huh, Mom?
Yes, I guess you never knew that before, did you, son?
Oh, say, I think you're swell, Mrs. Walsh.
Well, that sounds like a hint for me to get up and get you boys some more chocolate cake.
No, you sit still. I'll get it.
Well, fine. It's right out in the kitchen. You see, Nobby, that's the way a gentleman should act. I guess your manners haven't improved any since you were a boy.
Yeah, I guess maybe they haven't.
In fact, I imagine the older you get, the worse you are.
Say, your mother's okay, Nobby. She's sure okay. Say, I'll be right back with the cake.
I don't know why you didn't bring your friend over sooner, Nobby. Are you ashamed of your dear old mother?
Look, I don't believe in fairy tales, see? But I mean, how? Who? When? Where?
Well, I'm Grandma Jones.
Oh, but I came over to this house this afternoon and no one was home.
That's right. I have some friends over in Midville I was visiting today. Right after you talked to Mr. Woods, I dropped into his hardware store. He explained the situation, rushed me out of there, and drove me right back to Centerburg.
Oh, no wonder. So that's why I couldn't reach you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Woods told me that if you didn't come over to the house with Dorch by 7:30, I should come over to the carnival. So I did.
Oh, say, good old Woods. So help me. I thought I was seeing things when you barged in, just as I was going to tell Dorch that I didn't have a...
Here he comes.
Well, here's the cake, folks. And I get the biggest piece. Mrs. Walsh, was Nobby really a tough kid?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that. But when Albie was only 7, I had his teacher, Miss Johnson, over to supper one night. I remember we had chicken and dumplings and all the trimmings. I wanted to impress Miss Johnson. Everything went fine until Nobby decided that he wanted second helpings. Well, the dumplings were across the table for him. But instead of asking for them, he reached right over Miss Johnson's plate and all the way across the table.
Oh, look, Nobby, you didn't do that.
Oh, kids will be kids.
But that wasn't the worst of it. When Mrs. Johnson said, "My boy, haven't you got a tongue?" Do you know what little Nobby answered as he reached for the dumpling?
No, what did he say?
He said, "Sure, I've got a tongue, but my arm is longer."
But my arm is longer. Say, you're a killer, Mrs. Walsh.
Well, thanks to Mr. Woods and Grandma Jones, Nobby Walsh got himself out of that spot. But what will happen when Rock Harden starts to carry out Blackie Ballinger's orders to get Nobby Walsh in Centerburg? In just a minute, we'll tell you about the next episode of Joe Palooka. But first, delirious and determined, Rock Harden, armed with a .45, breaks out of the Centerburg Hospital to get Nobby Walsh. Don't miss Gotta Get Nobby Walsh, the next exciting episode in the thrilling story of
a winner and still world's heavyweight champion, Joe Palooka!